Passage 5. 1. According to the passage, if we expect that life won't be perfect, what could we avoid? The impulse to 2. According to the speaker, when does adversity happen? It happens 3. Why does the speaker mention Abraham Lincoln? To prove that one can succeed. 4. Success is a choice. All of us ought to be able to brace ourselves for the predictable challenges and setbacks that crop up every day. If we expect that life won't be perfect, we'll be able to avoid that impulse to quit. But even if you are strong enough to persist the obstacle course of life and work, sometimes you will encounter an adverse event that will completely knock you on your back. Whether it's a financial loss, the loss of respect of your peers or loved ones, or some other traumatic events in your life, these major setbacks leave you doubting yourself and wondering if things can ever change for the better again. Adversity happens to all of us, and it happens all the time. Some form of major adversity is either going to be there, or it's lying in wait just around the corner. To ignore adversity is to succumb to the ultimate self-delusion. But you must recognize that history is full of examples of men and women who achieve greatness despite facing hurdles so steep that easily could have crushed their spirit and left them lying in the dust. Moses was a stutterer, yet he was called on to be the voice of God. Abraham Lincoln overcame all difficulties during the Civil War to become our arguable greatest president ever. Helen Keller made an impact on the world despite being deaf, dumb, and blind from an early age. Franklin Roosevelt had polio. There are endless examples. These were people who not only looked adversity in the face, but learned valuable lessons about overcoming difficult circumstances and were able to move ahead.
Brace. Predictable. Setback. Obstacle. Encounter. Traumatic. Succumb. Delusion. Stutterer.
I want to get married first and then get a job.
Can't you see that you are putting the cart before the horse?